doing the whole 6010.
Welcome into the Fantasy Focus CSS DFS podcast. My name is Daniel Dopp, joined by Mike Clay. Mm. To my right is Al Zeidenfeld. This is take number three. We're going to be short on this one. We've already bantered back and forth two other times. We talked about Carmen Sandiego. We talked about the TV show Money Heist. Is that correct, Al?
Yes.
Yeah.
And no one will ever know.
No one will ever know.
Everyone watching now is like, what are you talking about?
Lost to the ether. So we're just going to jump right into this. Here's week 19 recap. Mike Clay crushed me 164 to 136. Our winner, MAA11, had 193.58, almost 200 points in our league. Congratulations. Join our free league over at DraftKings right now. Free to enter, $200 in prizes at Mike Clay NFL, at Daniel Dopp. Mm-hmm. Al is at Al Zeidenfeld. Before we get started with this slate, Mike, if people want to find things on this DFS slate values, where can they go to find it?
ESPN Plus. We'll have our normal sheets up there that we have all season long with the values for all the positions and, of course, the best values for the week. So you can check that out at ESPN Plus.
And Al, you have your Best Buys out there as well. And if you want to find other stuff from Al, go to smizzle.tv/links for all the other things that comes from our good friend Al Zeidenfeld. But with that, we're going to get right into our quarterback position, Mike Clay. And it feels like we have to start with your man, Jalen Hurts. How is Jalen Hurts only $7,600? Is this an injury thing? What is this?
Yeah, I would say he's played one game in the last month.
Okay, that's what it is.
It didn't go great against these New York Giants. Granted, it was a little different situation, of course. Hurts was not fully healthy for that game, but it was a must-win outing, and he did not run the ball very much. 9 carries for 13 yards in that one. No design run. So, look, I expect him 2 weeks later, since that game, to be more of a full go and use his legs. It's now absolute must-win territory to advance in the playoffs. I have him projected for 27.5 points. That is by far number one for quarterback this week, but he's QB3 in pricing. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, both ahead. I mentioned he was limited as a rusher in the game a couple weeks ago. Didn't have a great fantasy game, but in his 8 prior games, he had at least 20 DraftKings points in all of them. Yeah. All 8 of them averaged 29.1 during that span. That's how good he has been the past couple of months when he's been healthy. That's that 2 month span there included a regular season game when he was healthy against the Giants. He had 30.4 points and 3 total touchdowns in that game. The Eagles won 48-22. That was in week 14. That was 5 weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago that he dominated this Giants defense. So I expect him to run more, expect him to bounce back in this game. Obviously, a great supporting cast. They're healthy. He should be good to go.
Sub $8,000 Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. I understand the injury risk, but if you ever say, hey, you can get Jalen Hurts for under $8,000, it's like, yes, please.
Yeah. I will such do that. A high ceiling.
Yep. All right, Al, let's talk about Joe Burrow and the Bengals. $6,500. Why you want to go the route of Joe Burrow taking on the Bills?
Okay, so I have a question for you, Daniel. Are the Cincinnati Bengals playing the Baltimore Ravens this week?
No.
Okay, thank you. No. So in the last 6 non-Baltimore Ravens versus Baltimore Ravens games, Joe Burrow is averaging 287.5 yards and 2.7 touchdowns.
That's pretty good.
He's been ridiculous. Multiple touchdowns in his last 4 straight games against not Baltimore. So as long as he's playing anybody else, he's been an absolute fantasy stud. He comes in at 6,500 in a game that I do think is one that's going to shoot out. And when you look at the totals and team totals, with Kansas City's game being at 53, I think a lot of people are going to go towards that game to look for value and stacking and everything else. But the Bills don't do the things that would stop Cincinnati's offense. In fact, they've been very vulnerable to wide receiver ones giving up big games. And if Jamar Chase has a big game, that means that Joe Burrow likely had a big game as well. They have not tackled well after first contact since their bye week back in week 7. And if you want to take a stroll down Narrative Street with me for just a second,
I love Narrative Street.
Joe does very good against, you know, when he has his counterpart on the other team be like a superstar player. Week 16 against Tom Brady, 4 touchdowns against Patrick Mahomes in week 14, 3 total touchdowns with 46 rushing yards, 25 of 31 in that game. This is a big time matchup. And neither defense really can do what it has to do. The offenses are better than the defenses in this one. So I could see a lot of touchdowns falling out of this game.
Yeah. Expect to see a lot in this game. It's going to be, it should be hopefully a very high scoring game. I think it'll be a lot of fun, but understand why you like Joe Burrow, another quarterback that we like. If you don't like either of those two guys, you want to spend down even more. Daniel Jones, $5,800, tough matchup. taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. However, 300-yard bonus in two of his past three games. He has 10 or more rush attempts in three of his last four. And guess what? Against the Vikings last week, he did both of those things. Hit the 300-yard bonus, and he had 10 rush attempts. Daniel Jones is going to continue to use his legs if you're trying to save some money on quarterback because mm-hmm. you want to pay up elsewhere. That's the guy that we would suggest. At the running back position, Mike, let's move forward. Talk Miles Sanders, $5,700. It's been an up and down roller coaster for Miles Sanders.
Yeah, this would not be a good option for your lineup to go Hurts and Sanders in a tournament setting because Sanders is so uninvolved in the passing game. But from a cash standpoint, I think you could justify it because Sanders is way down here at 5,700, seventh in pricing at the running back position, kind of in a slump as of late, which justifies his price drop. But his last big game came against the New York Giants starters, week 14, when I just mentioned Hurts had that big game. So did Sanders, 18 touches, 155 yards, and two touchdowns. Again, I just kind of contradicted myself that you don't usually want to put these two guys together, a non-pass catching running back with a quarterback. But that was a rare occasion where they scored 48 points, and obviously both came up big. Sanders, top eight at running back in carries, rushing yards, and rushing touchdowns. You know he's going to be involved in that capacity. And this is really interesting for me, and one of the reasons why I'm interested in getting Sanders in my lineup. The Giants have allowed the seventh most fantasy points over expected to running backs. There are eight defenses playing this week. They're the only one in that half of the league. Everyone else is really good against running backs in terms of fantasy points over expected. They're the only one in the upper half of the league. So I thought that was interesting. This is the only struggling defense against running backs. They've allowed the second highest yards per carry and the second highest yards per catch to the running back position this season. So it's an exploitable matchup, and we're not going to really be able to say that about pretty much any of the running backs on this slate this week.
Yeah, it was a really tough when in trying to look at it. When you're looking at matchups, you're like, oh, all these are sort of difficult.
Yeah.
They're all tough.
Except
sledding.
For the Giants defense.
One that's guy it. Right that's here, that's Miles Sanders. That's right. All right. If you don't want to go with Miles Sanders, Al, which direction do you want to go with running back this week?
So I think that Miles Sanders and Travis Etienne are going to be the two highest played running backs on this slate. And that's kind of because you're going to want to pay up for all the values that exist out there at wide receiver. There's so many good wide receivers on this slate that are sub 8K and tight ends. Let's just say pass catcher. So like Travis Etienne comes in as somebody who is going to be very popular at his price point of 6,400 this week. 100 yard bonus in three of the last five games. He gets enough volume, but like I'd love to see him get more usage in the passing game. They just haven't deployed him like that. Maybe it's a Peterson thing. I don't know. We have a situation, though, where this is the highest totaled game of the week. Same situation we saw last week where he only had one target, caught that ball, but still had 16.1 DraftKings points. His floor is extremely high based on the volume. Kansas City is a defense that does give up points, and this game is the most likely game on the slate to shoot out. And if that does happen, you're going to want to have the highest volume targets on the Jacksonville Jaguars to go with the superstars on the team.
They better throw to Travis Etienne. Liz Loza has the props that pops column, has Travis Etienne at over 17 and a half receiving yards, given what game script could be, Al. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it works out that way, and it can be a good play for both of you guys. Mm-hmm. A couple other running backs that we like as well this week, Saquon Barkley, $7,900, because he's Saquon Barkley and he's just awesome. Although Philly is a good run defense, Mike. And Christian McCaffrey,
$8,000.
Yeah.
Because he's Christian McCaffrey.
He's Christian McCaffrey, but also Dallas is a really good run defense. But $8,000 for CMC, come on. That's a great price point, especially with all the things that CMC has been doing.
Yeah, I'd really like to get one of those two guys in my lineup. Agreed. If I can. Yeah,
I did get one of those two guys.
So did I.
Hey. A little foreshadowing. All right, let's talk about the wide receiver position. And Al sort of alluded to this a little earlier when talking about Joe Burrow. If you expect Joe Burrow to be utilized and throw a lot, then we're assuming that Ja'Marr Chase is going to be on the receiving end of that against the Buffalo Bills.
Yep, highest price wide receiver at 7,800, but again, very similar analysis to Hurts. I have him projected for 4.4 more DraftKings points than any other wide receiver on the slate. Wow. So that gap there makes it justifiable to pay up for at 7,800. 12 targets, 9 catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown last week. Another good game. Check this out. He has at least 7 catches in 9 straight games. Not targets, 7 plus catches in 9 straight games. That's good. Incredibly it's just incredible usage and production, and gives you an insanely high floor in cash games. So love that. During that span of 9 games, averaging 93 yards and 23.4 DraftKings points, also 8 touchdowns. He's just been dominant as of late. And it's easy to forget because he missed that stretch of games, right? But since he's been back, I don't know if people fully understand just how consistently dominant he has been. You might think, okay, but they're playing the Bills, right? Tough matchup. He could see some Tre'Davious White shadow. It's possible, but the Bills' pass defense has not been nearly as good this season. The 10th most fantasy points allowed, 18 touchdowns to receivers is 4th most. They allowed at least 30 DraftKings points to Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Amari Cooper, Amon-Ra St. Brown. We're thinking wide receiver ones in fantasy. They play these top guys. Those guys have produced against him. Not worried about it. Chase at 7,800. Lock him in. I mean, great play.
Lock him in. Just on both sides of this game, I feel like there's nothing wrong with Ja'Marr Chase. You can go, and again, $7,800 feels like you can make that work with the way that the pricing works this week with everything, right?
Yeah, you can fit anyone in this week. You really want to.
You can find some ways to do that. On the other side of this, if you don't like Ja'Marr Chase, Stephon Diggs is just in that same spot, Al.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's very easy to correlate these two pass catchers with one another. If you think this game is going to go over the total from Vegas, then where is the volume going to flow through? It's going to come through Ja'Marr Chase for Cincinnati, and it's going to come through Steph Diggs for the Bills. And he has been fantastic the last few games that he has played with high volume, lots of targets. The one bankable asset on that Bills offense, where like some weeks you get Gabe Davis, some weeks you get Dawson Knox, some weeks you get Cook, some weeks you get Singletary. The one constant through all the weeks has been Steph Diggs. And Cincinnati allows 11.7 yards per completion, by far the most among remaining teams in the league. And they also allow the highest ADOT to wide receivers in the NFL, 12.9. And if you look at what or the way that the Bills have been running their offense, Steph Diggs has been targeted way more downfield since like week 13, weeks 1 through 12, 8 out of 10.7. Since then, 13.6 yards, up like 27.x% over that time span. And if you look at the way they've played the last couple of weeks, the Bills have turned into kind of a chuck and duck kind of offense, and it's been working because they have really great deep wide receivers and, you know, one of the most fantastic quarterbacks that has ever played the game. So let me get shares of that wherever I can. Ja'Marr Chase, Steph Diggs, maybe the best correlated secondary stack on the slate with or without their quarterback.
Yeah, it would be tough to be able to try to find a better pair of wide receivers to go up against each other, especially this week. Mm-hmm. They're both fantastic. It's going to be a really fun game. We hope to be able to watch a couple of other wide receivers that we like. If you got to pay down in a couple of places, Zay Jones, only $4,700. Again, we expect the game script. If they're going to have to throw a lot in that Kansas City game. Gabe Davis on the other side of that against Cincinnati, $4,800. And I thought this was a mistake when I first saw it.
$5,900
for Deebo Samuel, who, as a reminder, last week had 6 catches for 133 yards and a touchdown and 32 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. So Deebo Samuel feels like a must. Like, I've got to find a way to get him into my cash lineup with how much that price point is.
It's just tough because he's been up and down, right? He's disappeared in a lot of games. They have a lot of mouths to feed, and you're playing against Dallas. Who has given a lot to receivers, but obviously the 49ers have a lot of mouths to feed for sure. So he's a tricky one. I ended up not fitting him in, and I came away disappointed in my lineup that he wasn't in there. It's something that could adjust up to game time, but I'm with you. $5,900 just feels low for him.
It just feels very low. Speaking of feeling low, Mike, I just watched Dalton Schultz score 2 touchdowns and look fantastic. And now he's $4,200 on this slate. Is that because he's playing the San Francisco 49ers, or is that just like the right price point?
Might be part of it. He's also been all over the map, right? His production, he goes from like 6 points, 5 points to 22 points. Like, he's been up and down, but he does. In 2 of his last 3 games, he scored 2 touchdowns. So this is starting to become a trend with him having a connection with Dak Prescott near the goal line. To your point, last week against the Bucs, 8 targets, 7 catches, 95 yards, and a pair of touchdowns. He now has at least 8 targets in 3 straight games. As I mentioned, he scored twice in 2 of those 3 games. And check this out. You mentioned his price point, okay, $4,200. 3X, that would be 12.6 points. He's averaging 13 since Dak's been back. So he's actually averaging above 3X, which is kind of a hard thing to find. And we just mentioned, if he's going to score touchdowns like this, that brings you some pretty nice upside. So it is a tough matchup. The Niners really good defensively, really good against tight ends. But I think you can justify Schultz at this price point. If you don't like that, I think we're going to mention him here. Evan Engram, only $100 more, right? Yeah. So you have some options in this range.
Yep. With that, Al, in case you don't want to be a little bit lower on price point, every week is a Travis Kelce week. This week, he is $7,700. Why is Travis Kelce in play again this week?
Because one, he's really good at football. Two, he's Travis freaking Kelce.
All right, yep.
Three, he has 11 touchdown catches in 11 career playoff games. And opponents have 119 passer rating against Jacksonville when targeting the tight end. That's absurd.
Seems
they also allow 7 yards per pass this season. Kelce's just ridiculous. We've seen enough of a ceiling from him. You can fit him as a lone tight end and hope that you get that separator game if guys like Schultz or Engram have a more pedestrian game, 8 through 11 points, and Kelce has like one of those 25-plus point explosions that we've seen from him multiple times. He has not caught a touchdown since like week 12. So I'm not going with he's due. It's more that it's time to stop being cute because we're in the playoffs now. Stop doing the, you know, ring around the rosy around the goal line. Stop the little windmill underhand passes to your fourth tight end on the roster and just throw the ball to Travis Kelce in the painted area.
Get off my lawn, Al. I disagree with you on this one. Let's have a little bit of fun in the game. However, as long as Travis Kelce gets in the painted area, that's all that matters. Like, I'm with you on that one. I do want to ask this question. You mentioned Evan Engram, $4,300 in case we don't want to go the route of either of these other two tight ends. Is this a spot? I look at Dalton Schultz and Evan Engram as two guys that have been, again, ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But when I look at some of the wide receivers in this price point, I feel like there's as much usage for these tight ends as there are as some of those wide receivers. Is this potentially a two tight end week with Evan Engrams and Dalton Schultz? Or do you think if you wanted to go with the Travis Kelce, or are you trying to stay away from that? Because I know not every week is a two tight end week, Al Zeidenfeld.
So shorter slates, I am more open to double tight end. Mm-hmm. Also, if you look at the wide receivers in that price range from like 4,400 and down, let's say, the tight ends just project to have more volume, more targets, more yards. They may not have the long touchdown upside. I mean, Engram does, but like not Schultz as much. But the wide receivers can get it done on one play. But even the wide receivers in that range aren't big play wide receivers anymore. They're kind of dink and dunk guys like Richie James. So yeah, I'm on board with two tight end being open in large field tournaments this week.
Mm-hmm. Richie James, MVS, some of those guys. Like, again, you might get one big play, but these tight ends feel like they're just a lot of volume here if you wanted to go that route.
I didn't go that way in my lineup, as I'm about to show you, but I thought about it. You can definitely do it. It's definitely possible.
Then let's look at it. Let's look at the head-to-head lineups for the divisional rounds, Mike Clay.
All right, cool. So as noted, I'm going Jalen Hurts at quarterback, and I am going with Miles Sanders as well.
Wow.
On the other side of that game, Saquon Barkley. So I have Sanders and Barkley from that Giants-Eagles game. Wide receiver, I just liked, see, the reason it worked out this way is I liked a lot of value plays at wide receiver, right? Zay Jones at 4,700, underpriced all season long for how good he's been. Gabriel Davis, his target shares have been massive the past month or so. Remember, he peaked in the playoffs last year, and it's happening again this season. He's only 4,800. Jamar, I can't believe Zay Jones is below Gabe Davis, though.
I mean,
what are we talking about here? Jamar Chase, of course, fitting him in there. And Isaiah Hodgins has been tremendous. He's just emerged as the top receiver for the Giants. A terrific connection. Tough matchup on the perimeter against the Eagles, for sure. But they've been finding a way to get him the ball. Dalton Schultz, a tight end, and going punting defense, going with the Bengals against the Bills. You're just hoping for some Josh Allen turnovers.
That's
right. He has distributed a lot of them this season.
Unfortunately,
so it's
possible. Yeah, he absolutely has. That's a good looking lineup. We got some differentiation here, though. This is going to be a good one because I am also rolling with Jalen Hurts, and then that's sort of where it stops. I've got CMC, and I went with James Cook as my number two running back. My wide receivers are Richie James, rather than going Isaiah Hodgins.
Got it.
Christian Kirk in that game, rather than going Zay Jones. Mm-hmm. I've got Deebo Samuel and Travis Kelce. And then I've got Michael Gallup as my other wide receiver at $3,800 with the Jaguars defense at $2,200 because that's all that I had left. The big thing was I wanted Jalen Hurts. I wanted CMC. I wanted Christian Kirk. I wanted Deebo Samuel. I wanted Travis Kelce. I felt like there were five guys that I feel like are very high volume guys I was able to get in there. And then it's just finding those values around it. So, I like Richie James. I'm interested to see the way that I took Kirk, you took Zay Jones, I took Richie James, you took Isaiah Hodgins. Which side is that going to work out?
Yeah, we'll see. Cook's an interesting one. Super explosive, but still getting easily outsnapped by Devin Singletary.
Yes, he is
still the lead back. So you basically have a 1B running back in a cash lineup, which is interesting. So we'll see.
If by interesting you mean interesting, you know,
no, I don't.
It's well,
try and
he looked not bad last week.
Look, if it beats my lineup, then that's your seventh win of the season, and it's week 20 or week 19, but.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
That's right. A number. So that's not mean. It's just facts, Daniel. There's nothing.
Look, it's just the stats.
That's just what
it's
saying. Numbers. What
stats
are
say? Stats. All right. It's not personal.
Al, give us your weekly lineup.
So while I do think that the expensive quarterbacks are going to be like, let's say, the way, sometimes you got to take an alternate route. So I went with Trevor Lawrence to save like $1,800. because of the narrow band of scoring at quarterback. That allowed me to get Christian McCaffrey, Miles Sanders, Steph Diggs. I needed to punt off a little bit of salary at wide receiver. I feel I can do that with Isaiah Hodgins and T.Y. Hilton, who's had 4+ targets at 3,200 for the past 3 games. So at least we know that he's a part of this offense running routes. Evan Engram at tight end. I did go with double tight end with Travis Kelce because locking up the flex in an early game, I think, is going to be a little bit contrarian. I also went with the Bengals defense because the Bills do take a lot of sacks, do throw the ball a lot, and it's not about the score that your team could give up on the scoreboard, about how much pressure they can get on the opposing quarterback, because sacks and turnovers are the only way that you can score positive points with a defense.
Love that.
All right.
Love that.
Good stuff.
All right. That's going to do it for us here in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you for sticking with us. We love you. Don't forget to love each other. Be kind to yourself. At Mike Clay NFL, at Al Zeidenfeld, smidgel.tv/links. I'm at Daniel Dopp. We will see you guys next week. See ya.
He's a NASCAR guy with a basement shrine, a Langford fan for life. Chargers are off to a terrible start, but that won't change his mind. Matching up all the cornerbacks, touchdown regression and weekly stats. But if your team falls flat, he's the one to blame. He's a brainiac, brainiac on the case. Projections that can put us in first place. He's a brainiac, brainiac, he's my Clay.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.